talented crew, and certainly with Coach Ryan taking a more active role in the defense, you know, they've been very successful. Schematically, they present some challenges. They play with an attitude. They play with an edge, and definitely going to be a big challenge for us this Sunday.
How come their pass defense, Mike, even after Revis went down last year? I believe they finished second in the league. Is there something about that scheme against the pass that's very effective?
I think there's a multiplicity of looks that you'll see, and the pressure, and I think they've even talked at times about the perceived pressure. There's means in which ways in which they can get the quarterback, get the line, get the receivers confused and not all on the same page in terms of some of the pressures, blitzes, and dogs and so forth. So great challenge, and it's been certainly to our benefit having the extra time, so to speak. If you're going to open up with an opponent, that's the quality of the New York Jets, their defense, both the talent of the players, the coaching, the scheme. For us to have these couple extra days, we're certainly using every second. We're going to need it.
Coach just talked about why he believes in Josh Freeman as a quarterback and why he thinks he'll have a good season this year. Why do you believe in Josh Freeman? What do you see from Josh?
I see a young man that is far more comfortable in what we're trying to do, albeit some of the results that we all saw in the preseason weren't what any of us would have wanted. But I think when we look at where we were in terms of when the games have counted, some of the good that we've seen. And again, when you talk about preseason, there's certain things that, you know, schematically you want to keep, you know, under wraps. There are times you're trying to evaluate personnel and isolate certain individuals. And so you're not really playing it to the full hilt, so to speak, that you would on a regular season game. And so I've seen what he's done both in games last year, seen what he's done throughout the spring and the summer and training camp and with a lot of cumulative reps, how he's developed and continued to grow and do a lot of good things. So I share Coach's confidence in him and excited for him to get this opportunity to you know, go out against a great opponent and see what he's made of.
Can you talk about the strengths and weaknesses of the players you have available at left guard if Carl Dix is not available to go?
Well, we're certainly hoping that Carl's going to be there for us, and he's a great player and is doing everything he can to be there. But when you look at some of the depth that we have there, between Gabe Karimi, who's been there, we also have Ted Larson, his ability to swing over there, and Jamon Meredith. There's some guys that have maybe a little bit more experience than others, but you know, Bob Bostad and Steve Loney do a tremendous job, mixing those guys in, and we teach, you know, basic rules, you know, for as far as a structure, so it's not learning a set of new plays, but there's concepts, if you will, that they learn and they continually drill on over and over. And so there's no doubt, you know, we'd love to have Carl, and we're hoping he's there, but we're very confident in whoever coach decides to put in that left guard spot that we'll be in good shape.
Does that affect the game plan if he's not there? I mean, do you shy away from things that you would if he was there because of his strengths?
I think there's always times that we will look at, particularly from a pass protection standpoint, calls that we're going to want to make, whether you have a certain player that is not in your lineup, but then conversely, a player that's in the opposing team's lineup, you know, a premier pass rusher, so to speak, wanting to make sure that we're always having a tight end or having the line slide to him and so forth. So that's always a part of the equation. As far as we're concerned, and you know, whether you've got Carl or whether we'd have, or whether it's a Gabe Karimi or a Ted Larson, Jamon Meredith, whoever that person is, we feel confident that we can execute what we want to do. Again, ideally, it would be great to have Carl, but we'll feel good about what we need to do regardless of who the player that's going to be in there for us.
There are a lot of moving parts in the preseason, I know, but how confident are you that the results for the offense will be different than they were in the preseason come week one?
Right. I'm confident is a word you'd say, hey, how can you be confident? Have you seen the same preseason games I saw? And so I know there's no question the level of the execution and some of the you can go across the board. I can't emphasize it enough, the objective of a preseason and the preparation that goes into those specific games and the amount of practice time and rest and just the whole process that takes place for us as an organization from the end of that game up until we kick the ball off on Sunday is certainly different than the process that we had leading up to the Ravens game or the New England game, or up there practicing against those guys, or on down the line, Miami and Washington. So certainly disappointing. If I had my choice, would I love for us to just let it up and just been outstanding and, okay, first team, 10 plays, touchdown, you guys are out. Yeah, any competitor, who wouldn't? But the objectives and the things that we wanted to accomplish, I feel good about where we're at. I feel confident that we're better than we were when training camp started, and really excited about going out and playing these games for real and being able to get this season started.
Do you sense that Luke Stocker is ready to take another step in his development and become a frontline player? I know he's your starter, but
I hope so. Luke's had the setback with the injury, and it's just as he's starting to get his legs underneath him and get back into it. And then we've had Tom Crabtree, and then he had the injury, and so that position has been one where it's I know that's questions that have been asked here in the past with regard to who that player is and what the role is going to be and where do we see it and how does it fit into what we're trying to do offensively. And I know that group as a whole, all the guys that are there with the addition of Tim Wright and with Danny Noble, one of the younger players in our practice squad, that's a good solid group. Nate Byam, great versatility in it, being able to do things both in the backfield and in line. And so getting back to answering your question about Luke, I'm still optimistic for him. I'm confident. I believe in him. It's just been unfortunate that he was set back with his injury. So we're looking forward to seeing him get in the type of shape and get in the type of consistency and get ready. He's a little bit behind the power curve, but he's doing well.
All this extra time to prepare for an opponent opening week. When did you start thinking about the Jets, and how difficult is it to pare down your focus for this opponent when you have all that extra time?
Well, with all of our first few opponents that we'll have during the regular season, you start some of the preliminary work in the off season, actually going back to April and May and June, it's with an opponent like these guys, you need every minute of it. I mean, there's a lot of complexities that they present to an offense, and so our job is just trying to find out, okay, how can we make it as simple as possible for our guys so they're not distracted, they can go ahead and execute to the best of their ability, and still have the advantages. We're putting them in the best positions because, again, it's a heck of a talented group, a well-coached group on the other side of the ball. And so I think it's been to our advantage. There is a tendency, I think, anytime coaches have too much time, are we putting in too much? Are we becoming like the mad scientist? And that hasn't been the case. I mean, we know it's a player's game, and we got to do the things that allow our guys to go out and play fast. And if we get off the track with that, then we got to rein it in. And so far, we haven't had that to be a problem. I think we're really locked in and trying to just to narrow the plan down, narrow our focus to go up there and be at our best when our best is needed.
Bring Darrell in for some advice.
You know what, Darrell? I thought you said, do we bring him over to play some receiver, play on offense? That you're going to ask that. I'd like to use some of my old military interrogation tactics to try to find out, get some information from him. He's been tremendous. He's a great talent, and certainly, you know, being in that system, you know, anything that we can, we'd be foolish not to pick his brain and say, hey, you know what, looking at this tape, what do you think's going on here? What do you think's going on there? But even with that, gosh, there's so much to what they do. That's another road you don't want to go down. You got to know who you are and have your plan set and not get so caught up into trying to figure out what the other guys are doing. We got to make sure our rules are straight and we're ready to go. So we're excited.
Is there any kind of internal management plan for Doug Martin as far as his use? And can you talk about maybe how you go about figuring out how much to use it?
Well, certainly wasn't overused in the preseason, right? I mean, Doug didn't get a whole lot of work, and so I was thinking about that because it was like, what do you do to save Doug Martin? Well, we're not going to play him at all in the preseason, very little. That's a valid question, and we're constantly, you look at what a great player he is, not just carrying the football, but in his route running ability, catching the football, yards after the catch, protections. I mean, he's in every down back, and that's where I think we're very fortunate where we have some of the depth that we have, you know, as far as with Mike James and Brian Leonard and Peyton Hillis, to go ahead and be a complement on first down, second down, as well as third down. So that's definitely a part of our thought process, because we want to have this guy that is going to last us throughout the year and into, you know, into hopefully a season that gets us into January and February, and that's what it's about. So that is a part of our thought process. But as of right now, you know, we're just trying to do what we can to get the ball in his hands because he's a playmaker. He's going to help us.
Coach, what about Ogletree? What he provides maybe more than Underwood did? I know that he made the team. Underwood's not here. Is there something that you could say about what he brings to the table at that receiver spot?
Well, Kevin has taken some time to get adjusted to our terminology and to how we do things, and it's a different scheme. He's worked hard at that. He's made some plays, been pleased. You know, the heck of a dynamic catch he had in the preseason this year, a slant pass, cut it off his shoe tips. great speed, and that there is a vertical threat element that I think he brings to the table. And now we're just trying to find the best places to put him in our three receiver sets. And are there times we want to put him in our two receiver sets because of the vertical threat that he presents? And so excited about where he's at and glad he's with us.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, guys.